This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Toast and marmalade for tea, sailing ships upon the sea aren't lovelier than you or the games I see you play. More lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play. Toast and marmalade for tea, sailing ships upon the sea are lovelier than you all the games I see you play. Sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play.
Yeah.
Welcome on board the Forgotten 45 show here on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and I'm celebrating 20 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. We started today's program off with Tin Tin and Toast and Marmalade for Tea. One of my favorite records from back around 1970 was produced by Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees fame. And then we heard Toast with The Summer of Miranda, released on Columbia Records or CBS Records in the UK. And we're going to hear the flip side of that tune by the band Toast. It's a Paul Simon song that's rarely heard, called Flowers Never Bend with the Rainfall.
The shadows dark and deep, my mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I continue to pretend that my life will never end, and that flowers never bend with the rainfall. The mirror on my wall casts an image rather small, but I'm not really sure it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night with direction. So I continue to pretend that my life will never end, and that flowers never bend with the rainfall. That my life will never end, and that flowers never bend with the rainfall. Oh,
group called Eve, the tune called Within a World of You, the B-side to a single called Smile, released on the Abbey record label back in 1969. Before that, we heard Tiffany Shade and Would You Take My Mind Out for a Walk? That's a good question. We started off with a relatively unknown Paul Simon tune called Flowers Never Bend with the Rainfall, as recorded by the band Toast. Well, I'll drink a toast to that. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Here's a program from our archives. In many traditions, the relationship between human beings and nature is deepened through ceremony. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Orrin Lyons is one of the chiefs of the Onondaga Council of the Six Nation Iroquois Confederacy.
Indian nations have always had ceremony, and the ceremony has always been to celebrate and to give thanks and to recognize these life-giving essences around us, whether it's the corn, whether it's the beans that grow, whether it's the rain, whether it's the sun. Great ceremony, great Thanksgiving. This becomes an essential part of your daily life. And so the idea of reverence for, of respect for, and appreciation for, and thanksgiving for these essences ensure a long life, ensure a better life, ensure a better community. There's very little ceremony, practically none in industrial states. The ceremony that you see are what they call pomp and circumstance, which is, I think, in contradiction to the ceremonies for corn and beans. Ceremonies of humility rather than pomp and circumstance. I find that in a community, there's where the ceremonies are, where our meetings are, where the longhouse is, where the chiefs are. You know, when I sit with the council of chiefs, I'm just always impressed that these men take the time, with no pay, no compensation, on behalf of the people and always on behalf of the future. Yeah, I just have a great deal of respect that human beings are still capable of that. And I know there are people all over this earth that think and do like that.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
Dentro de momentos, e diretamente ao Observatório João Capelo, sinal horário das 20. São 20 horas em Angola. Aqui Portugal, Estado de Angola, Luanda transmite a emissora oficial. A partir deste momento, estão connosco os Rádio Clubes de Cabinda, Malange, Coenza Sul, Bié, Moçâmedes, a Voz do Zaire e o emissor regional de São Remo.
Diário Falado.
Are beating, drums are beating. past or future you will find. Drums are beating. Drums are beating. So listen to
band called United Nations and a tune called In My Dreams. Before that, we heard the United Travel Service, a song called The Drummer of Your Mind. United Travel Service was a band from Oregon, and their 45 was released in 1967. It was the flip side to a tune that we're going to hear right now, called Wind and Stone.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When parents take their young children to crowded places, they hold hands to help keep the kiddos safe. That's not a new strategy, though. A tiny marine organism was doing the same thing 430 million years ago. Scientists found the fossilized organism at the bottom of an ancient sea in England. The creature was an arthropod, the group of critters that includes insects, crabs, and shrimp. It was about a centimeter long, with a segmented body covered by a hard shell. It used about a dozen pairs of legs to crawl along the seafloor and long antennas to feel out possible prey. Its most interesting feature, though, was a set of 10 smaller creatures tethered to its body. The little guys were shaped a little bit like kites, so researchers named the larger creature Aquilonifer spinosus, the spiny kite bearer. The name also honored the 2003 novel, The Kite Runner. The scientists considered that the hangers-on might be parasites or hitchhikers, but they concluded that they were offspring instead. They most likely were attached to the parent for protection. The juveniles probably behaved a bit like tiny kites. As the parent, no one knows if it was mother or father, crawled along the bottom, the little ones may have sailed above and behind, and they may have used their appendages to filter microscopic organisms from the water. No other arthropods have ever been known to have their young tethered to them, so Aqualonifer was ahead of its time, holding on to its young ones to keep them safe. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you, Holly. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to program number 441 of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Tonight we're featuring the Forgotten 45 Show. Here's New London's own Click Horning.
She's a rainmaker, a genuine water witch. Well, she's a rainmaker, a genuine water witch. She'll sell you lightning rods that don't work, anything to make her rich. Well, she's a rainmaker. She'll say you get well tonic cheap. She's a rainmaker. She'll say you get well tonic cheap. For only 50 cents a bottle, guaranteed to put your mind to sleep. She's a rainmaker, with a painted wagon full of dreams. She's a rainmaker, with a painted wagon full of dreams. There's holes in the wagon roof, she's not very confident it seems. And she's a rainmaker, you'll never get your money back. She's a rainmaker, you'll never get your money back. If it rained just like she said it would, I think she'd have a heart attack. She's a rainmaker, genuine water witch. She's a rainmaker, a genuine water witch. She'll sell you lightning rods that don't work, anything to make her rich. She's a rainmaker, genuine rainmaker, water witch. Don't you know she's a water witch? She's a rainmaker. Rainmaker, rainmaker, a genuine water witch, water witch, water witch, rainmaker, rainmaker, rainmaker. Because the revolution's here.
Thunderclap Newman with Something in the Air. Before that, New London's own Click, the tune called Rainmaker. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you may communicate with me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu.
This is Bird Note. Seabirds gather where food is abundant, at the edge of North America's continental shelf, where nutrient-rich waters nurture a wealth of squid and small fish. Let's go take a look. It's a summer day off the coast of North Carolina. We set sail east over 75 feet of water. But it's not long before the seafloor drops off more than 12,000 feet, and things change. Seabird researcher Tom Johnson explains.
Right at the greatest amount of slope of that seafloor, there's an area of upwelling and productivity. And in that area, in a very small area, you can have very large flocks of shearwaters and storm petrels, boreal migrants like jaegers meeting perhaps South Polar skuas coming up from the Antarctic, seabirds that are coming from all corners of the Atlantic Ocean.
What's it like to experience this remarkable convergence?
To have the opportunity to wake up in the morning and be offshore in blue water that's thousands of feet deep, out of sight of land, and encountering birds that are flying alongside of each other, but who hatched at different ends of the earth, is an opportunity that I just am overwhelmed by, and I feel incredibly fortunate to be out there sharing the ocean with these animals.
Learn about Tom Johnson's research on seabirds at birdnote.org.
Cigarette dreams that you soon forget is fading away, and it's 1900 yesterday. I thought we felt the same. Tell me who's to blame? All the broken heart you've given me, all the hate and misery. Where did I go wrong? Light smoke from a cigarette, dreams that you soon forget, and night has the day. And it's 1900
Couple of Donovan cover tunes there on the Forgotten 45 show. That was the Sand Dollars with Get Thy Bearings. I was driving home the other night from Springfield, Massachusetts, and tuned into the Keene State University station at 91.3, and they were playing Donovan's Get Thy Bearings. I was really impressed. One of the few times I've ever heard that song on the radio, if ever. Before that, another Donovan cover, the Springfield Flute with Mellow Yellow, and we started that set off with Betty Everett from 1969. It's 1900 yesterday. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and it was 1900, oh, I don't know, about 119 years ago. But right now, we're in the here and now here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. This is the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Radio Peace and Prosperity, coming to you from the distant states of America, in the 25-meter band at 11765 from 0400 to 0445 GMT, and in the 90-meter band at 15540 from 0730 to 0900 GMT. This is Radio Peace and Prosperity, coming to you from the distant states of America, in the 25-meter band at 11765 from 0400 to 0445 GMT, and in the 90-meter band at 15540 from 0730 to 0900 GMT.
Thank you.
a not-so-forgotten 45 there with Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, A Taste of Honey. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm here every Saturday evening, so please tune in at 90.9 FM or online at classicalwscs.org. And wherever you are, I want to wish you many blessings and thank you for listening.